Next on the line is Ingrid Harold, school counselor for Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, based at Homer Flex School. Homer Flex School is also having their graduation on Monday, but a little earlier. Is that right, Ingrid?
Thanks for giving us some time to get this information out, Kathleen. We're having our graduation starting at 5 p.m. It is thanks to the help of KBBI. It's going to be pre-recorded. We have student speeches, teacher speeches, and community shout-outs pre-recorded already, and that will be playing on air. Following that, we're having a private live ceremony out at the cruise ship terminal with our students. As you know, we're a small school, so we have a dozen students graduating. Luckily, Josh Feldstra is helping us with photo opportunities, and parents and students will be arriving around 4:45 out there. We'll listen to the pre-recorded and then go to a live ceremony. And we've been meeting with the students all this time on weekly senior advisories, and they've really come up with a really unique graduation experience with a chance for them to give thanks and have a voice in the ceremony.
It really does sound like, I was just talking to Principal McCloskey from Homer High School and Paul Story, it really does sound like this has been a student-driven project.
Yeah, it has. It is really fun. There's a lot of talk that since it's outside, you can use glitter. And then there's, it's been really fun to say, hear them say like no to certain ideas. Our students weren't interested in a parade, and yes to the things that are important, like photos and who can be present and things like that. It's been great. Our students are amazingly resilient and really taking this challenge on.
The recorded segment that you can listen to on KBBI starts at 5 o'clock, or does it start 35 minutes before 5 o'clock and the flex ceremony starts at 5?
Oh, good question. The pre-recorded starts at 5 p.m., so anybody listening at home, tune in then, and you'll hear all the student speeches and staff speeches. And then once that is over, we will be having the live private ceremony on the spit.
And I want to just double down on that. So it's a private ceremony. It is for graduates and students of Flex and their families?
Yeah, students of Flex are allowed to have one car with loved ones in their immediate family and people they live with, guardians. And just because of space issues at that dock, there's not enough room for any more people than that.
Okay, well, Ingrid Harold from Flex School in Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, thank you so much for calling in and for offering information about Homer Flex School's graduation. Go Phoenix.
Yay, Phoenix for life. Hey, Kathleen, can I add one thing?
Go ahead.
We do have a food insecurity program here in Homer, and it's through the Homer Public Library. It runs Tuesdays through Saturday, May 9th through August 15th. It's a grab-and-go bags. They work with the food pantry. And so I just want people to know that the Homer Public Library is awesome.
I'm familiar with that program. KBBI has done a story about it. It sounds like it's time to revisit it for the summer to make sure that people know where to get their grab-and-go bags.
Thank you for everything you do, KBBI.
Thanks so much, Ingrid Harold from Homer Flex School and KPBSD.